of Asara B'Teves. And I know that Asara B'Teves is really the first of the Taneisim that is commemorating the events before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that on the 10th of Teves, Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha began a siege against Yerushalayim, the beginning of a siege. And 3 years later, 3.5 years later, on the 9th of Av, well, on the 9th of Tammuz, the city was broken into. And a month later, this is the first bias, a month later, on the 9th of Av, there was the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So basically, therefore, in terms of the procedure, the 10th of Teves was the beginning of the siege. The 9th of Tammuz, the Babylonians broke into the city, and the Tammuz was discontinued for the Bayis Rishon, and then the 9th of Av was the Chorban Beis HaMikdash itself. In the second, now what's interesting is Asara B'Teves does not have a direct tsar about the Chorban Bayis Sheni. See, Bishlama Av, the Bayis was destroyed, both the Rishon and the Sheni. The fast of Tammuz, so in the Bayis Rishon, it was Hufka Ha'ir on the 9th, and on the Sheni, it was Hufka Ha'ir on the 17th, so Chazal would Kaveh the 17th. It's also connected to the Cheder Egel on the 17th. But Asara B'Teves, vis-a-vis the Beis HaMikdash, the only thing it's connected to is the Chorban Bayis Rishon. It's not connected to the Chorban Bayis Sheni. It's very interesting. There was nothing that we know of that was on the 10th of Teves connected to the Chorban Bayis Sheni. Now, granted, in the Slichais that we're going to say tomorrow of Asara B'Teves, so there are actually three Tsoros that are mentioned on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th of Teves, not the same year. That is, on the 8th of Teves is when the 70 Zakanim completed the Greek translation of the Torah. This is the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. That is known as the Septuagint, and although these were Zakanim, these were Talmidei Chachamim, but it says that these were days of darkness and sadness because now the Torah was available to Goyim and they could distort the Torah and the like, and they also had to make changes in the Torah, or changes in the translation, to placate the Ptolemaic Emperor. This was in Alexandria. Basically, after Alexander the Great died, his empire was divided between an Assyrian portion and an Egyptian portion, and Eretz Yisrael goes back and forth. Antiochus is from the Syrian portion. Talmai HaMelech, the Talmai kings, were from the Egyptian portion, and the story of the Torah in Greek is when Eretz Yisrael was under the dominion of the Ptolemaic rulers. Antiochus then later conquered. This is before the Hanukkah story. So on the 8th was the completion of the Targum. On the 9th of Teves, we are told that this was the yahrzeit of Ezra, and Ezra was Shokel Kamesha Rabbeinu, again, the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. And then on the 10th is Hufka Ha'ir, but the Samach Melech Bavel, but that's only for the Bayis Rishon. By the way, there is a tradition in some sources, again, very, very murky, that the real Avelus of the 9th of Teves today, or until, you know, before Shkia, was that that was the true birthday of Yashka, true birthday of Oso Ha'ish, of Jesus. And if you go back and figure it out, the Hebrew date in which his birthday would have taken place would have been the 9th of Teves. And that's the real Avelus of Chayshach that came into the world and the like. In fact, some say, you know, the Chassidish Minhag of Nitalnacht, in which you don't learn Torah the night of Yashka's birth. So some say it has nothing to do with December 25. That's a secular date. That's not going to be the same Hebrew date every year. Some say it's Badafka Ehakpada tonight, but don't leave the shir. You know, we don't follow Nitalnacht anyway. But some say tonight is the night that you don't... Not tonight, it would be last night. Last night would be the night. Yeah, actually, now you'd learn anyway. But last night would be the night that you don't learn, because that would have been the birthday of Isai Oish. So we have three tzaras, and indeed the Gemara says it would have been ra'oi to fast for 3 days. The 8th, the 9th, and the 10th. But again, Chazal don't want to be matriachas yoser midai. So we only have one fast, and the Iker fast is for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But we still think about those other tzaros as well, because they're all connected. Number one, losing Ezra and the Torah and Yuvanis, these were steps towards Hellenization, secularization, sinas chinam, breakdown of things, which ultimately, again, they're after the Chorban Bayis Rishon, but they're connected to the idea of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash generally.
Chazal say it would have been a ruin to fast all 3 days, including the one day, which we said was the ninth, which was the Yahrzeit of Ezra.
Yeah.
So, but we don't make other.
Well, yeah, it is brought down. The truth of the matter is, it is brought down that tzaddikim do fast on the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu and the like. But the death of Ezra was even different than the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Ezra is identified as the Navi Malachi. And Malachi was the last Navi. So really, the death of Ezra was not just the death of Ezra, it was the ending of Nevuah in Am Yisrael. So that was more of a major, major step. Moshe Rabbeinu, as tragic as that was, Moshe was succeeded by Yoshua. So Pnei Moshe is like the face of the sun, Pnei Yoshua is like the face of the moon. Right? We have some replication. But a loss of Nevuah was a tremendous loss. Yeah.
But wouldn't that also be the death of Avodah Zarah too, though?
It is connected to the death of Avodah Zarah, although Avodah Zarah was already abolished in Ezra's lifetime.
But
we lost Nevuah. Really, there was no Nevuah after that, so that was a big deal. Now, L'chara, though,
when we say that people have Ruach HaKodesh,
yeah,
what does that mean? It's not Nevuah.
Ruach HaKodesh is vada not Nevuah. Now, it's hard for us to know the difference, but Ruach HaKodesh is vada not Nevuah. It's a much lower darga than Nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh, see, a Navi has a conscious awareness that Hashem is speaking to. Ruach HaKodesh means you have ideas that HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave you, but you know, it's not, you don't have a direct connection. The Vilna Gaon says, by the way, the Vilna Gaon says, in Mishlei, every single person has Ruach HaKodesh. All of us have Ruach HaKodesh. But it gets distorted by our taivas, our yetzer haras, so we don't hear the message. It's like static that blocks the message. So when you purify yourself by learning Torah, and then you hear Hashem's message in you, that's actually Ruach HaKodesh. This is the makor of the etzah that is attributed to Rav Chaim of Elazhen, that when a person has a mavucha, a person is confused, a person doesn't know what he's supposed to do in life. So you should learn for 2 hours without interruption. And whatever thought comes into your head is what you do. What's the getter? Because by purifying, by eliminating the static, then whatever is in your mind is Ruach HaKodesh. So everybody's about Ruach HaKodesh. And when we say the Stipler is about Ruach HaKodesh, or Chaim Kineski, whatever it is, I have Ruach HaKodesh too. The difference is that he's able to access, because of his learning, because of his sitkus, he's able to hear the voice that is theoretically within every one of us. But we can't hear it. We're not able to hear it. A Gadol or a Tzaddik is able to hear it because he purifies himself in that way. So, based on this, it would appear that of all of the three fast days that are connected to the Chorban, one would have thought Asara B'Teve should be the most makeup, because it's the beginning of the siege. The siege is a military operation. Nobody got killed yet. Nobody got hurt yet. Right? Unlike breaking the city of Tintamas, where the Korban Tomid was stopped, and unlike the Chorban, this is only the beginning. And yet, everyone knows, I'm sure you've heard this, everyone knows the famous Shita of the Avudraham, Rav David Avudraham, that is brought by the Beis Yosef. And the Avudraham says the following. He says, if it would be possible, which is it is not based on our calendar, for Asara B'Teves to fall out on Shabbos, even though when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or Shivas Rabbi Thomas falls out on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. But if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we would even fast on Shabbos. It would even be Doche Shabbos, just like Yom Kippur is Doche Shabbos. Now the Beis Yosef says on this Avudraham, Lo Yadati Minayin Lo. I don't know where the Avudraham gets this, but the Avudraham doesn't have an earlier makor, but the Avudraham says the following. When Yecheskel HaNavi, Yecheskel is a Navi living in Bava, was told by Hashem on the 10th of Teves, write down on a piece of paper, Be Etzem Ayom Hazeh, on this very day, the king of Babel begins his siege. Right? This would show Yechezkel as a Navi because he's able to show people, because they're not going to hear about it until months later. There was no email then, right? So he's going to show them, I have it written down, that on the 10th of Teves, the siege began. So since it says the words, be etzem hayemazah, and Yom Kippur, in the it's like a Gezer Shavah, that Hudram almost is making Gezer Shavah. And it says on Yom Kippur, be etzem hayemazah. So the Avudram says, just like Yom Kippur is Docha Shabbos, Asorah B'Teves is Docha Shabbos. Now, it cannot happen based on our calendar, so it'll never happen. It's a theoretical question. But you may remember, I think maybe it was last year, that Asorah B'Teves can fall out on Friday. And unlike Tainus Esther, which falls out on Friday, we fast on Thursday, Asorah B'Teves is the only one of our fast days that we will fast on Friday. We will fast until Shabbos. And even though the Gemara discusses a Shaila, well, you know, just like you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, you're not supposed to enter Shabbos in a state of starvation, because that means the first few minutes or the first hour of Shabbos, you're going to be mu'uneh, you're going to be afflicted. So there is a swara in the Gemara that says you should break your fast right before Shabbos. We do not paskin that way. We actually paskin. Although there is a discussion, are you allowed to daven Ma'ariv early? What they do tell you to do is this. They recommend that you daven Ma'ariv early, even if you're going to have to say Shema again, so you'll be able to eat as soon as Tzeitzuk HaChavim comes, as opposed to waiting until Tzeitzuk HaChavim to daven Ma'ariv, even though Ma'ariv is short. Ma'ariv is not 5 hours. Ma'ariv would add 20 minutes to your davening. But it's brought down that in order that you shouldn't even suffer for 20 minutes into Shabbos, so daven Ma'ariv early enough so that you can eat right when Tzeitzuk HaChavim comes. But you still have to fast until Tzeitzuk HaChavim. There's no heter to break your fast early, even if you accept Shabbos early. If you want to accept Shabbos early, you can do that. But accepting Shabbos early is not going to take off the fast. And probably under those circumstances, you shouldn't accept Shabbos early, because you shouldn't have Shabbos in a state of being Masana. But to actually fall out on Shabbos, it's EF, sure, in our calendar. But the Avudram says, if it could happen, we would actually fast even on Shabbos. The question is, what's the swara for that? Why should Asar B'Teves be more chomer than Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av Gufa, Ivada don't fast on Shabbos, right? It's in Nidcha. Asar B'Teves, I fast on Shabbos. So it's interesting that the Chassam Sofer says the following idea, the amazing idea. He says that we know there is one fast, even though it's usher to fast on Shabbos, there is one fast that you are mechuyev to do on Shabbos, and that is a tainis chalom. Tainis chalom is if a person had a bad dream and they're afraid that this might be a gezeira min hashamayim against him. So the halacha is that you fast even on Shabbos. But it's a strange halacha, and you then have to have another fast as an atonement for the sin of fasting on Shabbos. So on one hand, you're supposed to fast on Shabbos, but since it's not a good thing, you need a kapara for that. Now, the Chassam Sofer says, why do you fast a Tainus Chalayim on Shabbos? Let's ask about Tainus Chalayim. Why would you fast a Tainus Chalayim on Shabbos? So one answer, this is not the Chassam Sofer's answer, one answer might be that it's brought down in halacha that if a person doesn't want to eat, let's say a person is so agitated that eating will just make him worse, and he just has no appetite. He's not mechuyev to eat on Shabbos because not eating is not quite right. With the chiyuv or the iser of fasting is you're causing tsar to yourself. But if by fasting I make myself feel better, that's not usher. Of course, the question is, what about Lechem Mishnah? What about the other mitzvahs? That's a problem, but at least the Isser of fasting doesn't apply. So some want to say, with the Tainus Chalayim, if a person is so nervous and so afraid and so fearful that they literally have no appetite, eating would be tsar for them, and therefore you're allowed to fast. But the Chassam Sofer gives a different reason. The Chassam Sofer says there is a difference between a fast for the past. On the 9th of Av, I fast because of a tragedy that happened. Shiva Sarpatamas, I fast because of the ego. Tisha B'Av, I fast because of the Meraglim, the Chorba. I fast because of the past event. So one is not misabel on Shabbos. One does not mourn on Shabbos. One does not grieve over the past. One should rejoice and honor the Shabbos. But a tainis chalayim is not an avelus over the past. It is a concern for the future. A person is afraid that sometimes dreams are prophecies from God. They're warnings from Hashem. I have a pachad. So I'm not doing a tainis to be misabel over the avar. I'm doing a tainis as a tshuva that an evil decree should not come to befall me. So the Chasam Sofer says a tshuva for the future is not considered to be nichlal in the Yisra tainis. In fact, that might even be why Yom Kippur is Dofa Shabbos. Because Yom Kippur is really asking Hashem to forgive me in the new year that there shouldn't be no death or destruction in the new year. Yes, you're focusing on your past avers, but you're doing it in order to have kapara. Kapara is a future thing. I want to have atonement. I want to have forgiveness. So here the Chasam Sofer says, and this is a very difficult Chasam Sofer to find. You know, the Chasam Sofer has two volumes that are called Drushos Chasam Sofer. And these are drushos that he gave on special dates of the year. Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Shuva. So, if somebody were to ask you, or ask me, where would I find what the Chasam Sofer says about Asara B'Teves in his drushos? You'd figure, well, I guess I'll look for a drusha Asara B'Teves. No, it happens to be, this is a drusha on Zion Udder. Why he put it there, it's hard to know, but it's Agav the Agav, he mentions a big Kiddush about Asara B'Teves. And he says like this. He says, Asara B'Teves was the day that Hashem inscribed in the Gezar Din of Shemayim that the Beis HaMikdash will be Nechrev. On Tisha B'Av. Until then, Hashem was Mitzapeh L'tshuva. Right? In other words, just like we say, Yom Kippur is the Yom Chasima. Rosh Hashanah is Chasima. Yom Kippur is Chasima. So too, he says, The 10th of Teves was the chasima of the Gemar Din of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That is when Hashem was machlet that Am Yisrael is no longer worthy of that redemption. Now, could they have done tshuva in the 3 years? It was 3 years between Asara B'Teves and the Chorban. Yeah. Can I do tshuva after Yom Kippur? Yes, I can. But it's much harder. Meaning to say, it is much easier to have rachamim before there's a gemar din than after there's. Once there's a gemar din, it is a hard gemar. It's harder to change. It's always shaykh. Tshuva can be mevatel even a gezar din, but to be mevatel a gezar din takes a stronger level of avoda than to prevent a negative gezar din in the first place. Right? That is why during aser shemei tshuva, Hashem is more accessible. It is easier to be Mishana the Gezar Din than it would be after Aser Shemei Tshuva. Right? That's why we say, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, seek out Hashem when he is close by. You see? So the Chasam Sofer says, Asara B'Teves was the Yain Gezar Din of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Chasam Sofer then says, every single year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Am Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machlit, will the Beis HaMikdash remain Nechrav, or will there be a Geula, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt? Now, the particular day that it'll be rebuilt, we're not entirely sure. That depends on when Mashiach comes. There are Ma'amari Chazal that say it'll happen in the month of Nisan. Right? B'Nisan Nigalu, U'B'Nisan Asid Nigoya, right? The different definitions of that. But every 12-month period, the Gezar Din is Asara B'Teves. So Zok Dechasam Sofer, the reason why the Abudram says we would fast on Asara B'Teves even if it falls out on Shabbos is we're not fasting over the tragedy that happened. We're fasting to avert a Gezar Din that the Beis HaMikdash will remain destroyed in the coming year. And the same way we can fast on Yom Kippur because of Kapara, and the same way we can fast on a Tainis Chalayim to prevent the Gezeira Ra, we can fast on Asara B'Teves. So it's a very important day. On one hand, nothing happens on earth, so to speak. It's only the beginning of a siege. It's not, nothing happened. On the other hand, That is when the Eivishter was geyser, that the Beis HaMikdash will be Nechrav. So through our tshuva, through our Maisim Taivim, through our Hispaniness, we might be Zeicha to be Ma'akev, that Gezar Din, which would result in the Beis HaMikdash being Nivne, B'mehera B'yamein, right? So this is why the Chassam Sofer says that when Ram says, you would fast even on Shabbos. Now there's another thing, which is actually very, very strange. There's a great guy, and Baruch Hashem, he's still with us, Rav Shlomo Fisher, which you might have heard of him. He's not as well known as he ought to be, because he's a tremendous anaf and nechber lakelim, but he is a gain atzum. He lives in Harnof, and he is a Rosh Shiva in Itri. So again, Itri, whatever. His brother was the Rav of Zichron Meisher, of Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, Dayan Fisher, who was a Dayan of the Eidah Haredes. So both brothers were Ga'inei Torah. Rav Shlomo Fisher gravitated a little to the Dati Liumi camp, but you know, if you looked at him, you would just see a regular guy, so to speak. And what is unique about him is he's not only a Bucky in Shas Shulchan Aruch, standard stuff that a Gadol was a Bucky in, he's also a tremendous Bucky and Be'ian in medieval religious philosophy, not only Jewish, but even non-Jewish. In other words, Rambam, Sefer Ikarim, all of that, plus even the non-Jewish sources, and going back to Aristotle, he just knows all of those things with the tremendous clarkite. So he's a guy, very, very modest person, and he has a book of drushas as well. So he says, now he just is mechadish, he has no makor. It's pretty amazing that somebody today would just make such a chiddush. And he says, he brings a number of rayas, he wants to create the idea that Asara B'Teves is the day that Yosef's brothers sold him. It is the day of Mechiras Yosef. Because he basically says like this. He says, the Pasuk says in Amais, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Amais, to tell B'nai Yisrael, Al Shalesha Pishe Yisrael V'Al Arba'a Lo Ashivenu. I can forgive the three sins of Israel, but when they have a fourth one, that's unforgivable. So the Medrash says the following. What are the three sins that Hashem forgave to a greater or lesser degree? The chait of Mechiras Yosef, which is the first one. The chait ha'egel, which is the second one. And the chait ha'meraglim, that is the third one. The fourth chait is the sinas chinam that's been nispachet, that Hashem says is so chomer that the goal is cannot end. So you see that Chazal considered it there to be three primary averas that are a pagam on Am Yisrael. One, the three averas are Mechiras Yosef, Chait HaEgel, and Meraglim. So Rav Fisher points out that two of the Tanaisim, Tisha B'Av and Shiva Sar B'Tamos, are connected to the Egel and to the Meraglim, because Shiva Sar B'Tamos is the Chait HaEgel. That was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. And that was Gairem Achorban and Atinus eventually. Tisha B'Av, the Meraglim came back on the eighth day of Av. And the night of Tisha B'Av is when everybody cried. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Your Baicha Bechia Shel Chinam, I will make this night a Bechia Shel Dairus. So the Egel was Makusha to the Chorban, and the Meraglim was Makusha to the Chorban. Now if the Shalesha Pishe Yisrael includes Mechiras Yosef, where does Mechiras Yosef fit into any of this? So he wants to speculate. It's really it's a speculation, but he wants to be Mechadesh that it could be that Kishem, that Shivas or Batamas is Mechuvan Keneged the Chet HaEgel, and Tisha B'Av is Mechuvan Keneged the Chet HaMeraglim, Asara B'Teves is Mechuvan Keneged Mechiras Yosef, and therefore this is the day of Mechiras Yosef. Now, that's very interesting, because on one hand, the connection to the Chorban seems to be the Chorban Bayis Rishon, because that's when Melech Bavel began. On the other hand, the Sherish of Mechiras Yosef is Sinas Chinam. So the Inyan of the Chorban Bayis Shemi, which is Sinas Chinam, is also connected to Asara B'Teves, going all the way back. So in effect, we are thinking about the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Shemi in the Asara B'Teves, according to Diane, according to Rav Fisher. But again, he says himself There's no makor in Chazal that specifically give the date of Asara B'Tevis as Mashiach Yosef, but he says Kimeduma, based on this brush, Al Shalosha Pishei Yisrael, we could be Mechaber Asara B'Tevis to the chait of Mashiach Yosef. Actually, the Meshech Chachma himself says, that all of the Chatoim of Am Yisrael are Mechaber to either the Egel or Mashiach Yosef, because he says the Egel is the Merida against Hashem, the Bein Adam Lamakim, and Mechiras Yosef is the Pagam in Bein Adam L'Chaveira. So these were the root sins. The root sins of Am Yisrael are in the Pagam of the Egel and the Pagam of the Mechiras Yosef. Again, he doesn't bring in Meraglim in that sense, because he just says, and this is what he says is the meaning of the Yom Kippur bracha. On Yom Kippur we say like this, Ki ata solchan li Yisrael umachalan li shiftei Yeshurun b'chol dor v'dor. Remember that formula? We say it at the end of every bracha on Yom Kippur. Ki ata solchan li Yisrael. You are the one who forgives Israel, and you are mochel the tribes of Yeshua. So what's the repetition there? So the Meshech Chachma says that we find that the word Salicha is used in connection to the Chet HaEgel. Salachna liyavayna amazeh. Right? And Yisrael is also used by the Chet HaEgel. Because what did the Erev Rav say to the Jewish people? Eila Elohecha Yisrael. These are your gods, Israel. So, Ki ata solchan liYisrael means you, Hashem, will forgive the pagamim that come from the Chet HaEgel, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, which is the Shrashim of Bein Adam Lamakam. Now, Mechila is the term that we commonly use. Bein Adam L'Chavera. Be mochel me. And especially Yeshurun. Yeshurun is a name, right, this is taken from the Pasuk in Zayis HaBracha. Vayihi Bishurun Melech. Now, Bisasef Rosh Hayom, Yeshurun is upright. But when are we called Yeshurun? Only when it's Bisasef Rosh Hayom, Yachad, Shiftei Yisrael. So Yeshurun is the name for Am Yisrael when we are with Achdus and unity. When is Hashem a Melech over Yeshurun? Bisasef Rosh Hayom, Yachad, Shiftei Yisrael. So therefore, if Solchan Yisrael is a remes to the Tikkun of Bein Adam Lamakam, when we ask Hashem to be mochel, so it says mochelam l'shiftei Yeshurun, meaning be mochel us for not living up to the acharayas of shiftei Yeshurun sinas chinam. Right, so he's kolel the chait ha'egel and the chait of the mechiras Yosef in that bracha. But again, Rav Fisher points out that the chait of meraglim is also brought in that way. But you might say this: the chait ha'egel is bein adam lamakai. And the chait of Mechiras Yosef is Bein Adam L'Chaveh, right? And the chait of the Meraglim is a merida against the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So it's Hashem, Am Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael. Right? So together we're mirrored against all of those things, and that is the sheirish of the different averos that we have and the like. Okay. So now let me just mention one more horror. Actually, that should be a longer show. I won't be able to finish it. But I'll just mention an interesting vort from Rav Chaim, and I'll mention the kasha. I won't give you the terrors tonight, but I'll just mention the kasha. That is, we normally understand, let's say Tisha B'Av, right? When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. So, and we fast on Sunday. So the normal way we understand it is the following. The first principle is you don't fast on Shabbos unless it's Yom Kippur or something or Asara B'Tevis, right? Now, Mimela, if you don't fast on Shabbos, so Mimela, we got to make the fast another day. In other words, the Tashlumin is not the reason why you don't fast on Shabbos. It's the other way around. The reason why I have to make it up is because I don't fast on Shabbos, meaning you start off with can't fast on Shabbos. Rav Chaim says we actually are reversing it. It starts off the other way. You cannot fast on Shabbos when the fast has a makeup day. Because since you can make it up, there's no reason to fast on Shabbos. But Lu Yitzur, you have a fast day that if you miss it, you'll be unable to make it up. You can fast on Shabbos as well. In other words, Rav Chaim's Yisoid is that the Isser of fasting on Shabbos is only for a fast that has Tashlumin, because it's Efshur to be Mekayim the Tainus for Tashlumin. But a fast that does not have Tashlumin, you could actually fast on Shabbos. He says, that is why, not like the Chazam Sefer, that is why you fast on Yom Kippur, because if you wouldn't fast on Yom Kippur, there's no makeup day. And that is why you fast for a Tainus Chalayim, because a Tainus Chalayim can only be done on the day you had the dream. Therefore, Rav Chaim says, this is his Hesber of the average run. All the other fast days are described in terms of months. There is the fast of the fourth month. That's Tammuz. Nisan here is in Tammuz. There is the fast of the fifth month, which is Av. There is the fast of the seventh month, which is Song Gedalia. Since the fast is defined as a fast in the month, even though Chazal told you what the right day is, it's Shayach Tashlumin. If it's on Shabbos, I could be Mashal. But Asara B'Teves, the words B'Etzem Ayom Hazeh, Rav Chaim says, basically saying, this is the only day you can fast for this occasion. So Rav Chaim learns the Avudram that it's not that the Pasuk, see, it's different. It's not that the Pasuk is directly telling you you can fast on Shabbos. It's not telling you about Shabbos at all. It's simply telling you this is the only day you can fast. The Mela Rav Chaim says, if the Pasuk is telling me that this is a fast that if you miss it, there is no makeup, Mimela, the halacha is going to be, you can fast on Shabbos, because the iser of fasting on Shabbos is only for a tainus that has a tashlumin, a tainus that doesn't have, in other words, you see, this is a reversal of the way we normally look at it. We normally look at it, can't fast on Shabbos, therefore I got to have a tashlumin. He says, no, you start the other way around. Is there tashlumin? If yes, then you can't fast on Shabbos. If no, then you could fast on Shabbos. Yeah.
So according to this, when the Rav Chaim explains the Vudraham, he's not making a Zer Shava.
That's correct. He's not a Zer Shava. It's simply telling me this is a fast that has no tashlumin. Right. So now I want to ask you a kasha, Rav Chaim. I think it's a stark kasha, but we won't have time to answer it. The Gemara says in Megillah, Bikesh Rebbe Lakar Es Tisha B'Av. Rebbe decided one year, let's not have the fast of Tisha B'Av anymore. Let's get rid of Tisha B'Av. So Frek de Gemara Akasha, how could Rebbe be Iker Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av was decreed, first of all, you had the Korban Bayis Sheni, but even before the Korban Bayis Sheni, the Nevi'im decreed the fast of Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara explains that this is talking about when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and you can't fast on Shabbos, and it has to be Nitcha, Rebbe had a shita that maybe there should be no idea of Nitcha. We don't pass like Rebbe. We pass if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you fast on Sunday. But Rebbe held, Kivin de Nitcha, since you don't fast in the right time, there's no purpose of fasting later. In other words, Rebbe basically held that there are no makeup for fast days. We don't paskin like Rebbe. But here is my kasha. According to Rav Chaim, I mean, what does the Gemara say? Since Rebbe says there's no makeup, so there's no Tisha B'Av that year. According to Rav Chaim, it ought to be Pumfakir. According to Rav Chaim, it should become like a Asara B'Teves. If Rebbe's shita is that there's no makeup, instead of saying, let's cancel Tisha B'Av, if there's no makeup, we should have fasted even on Shabbos. In other words, you see from the Gemara Klor that the reason you don't fast on Shabbos is not because there's a makeup, or Raya. Rebbe was not fasting on Shabbos, even though Rebbe held there was no makeup. Now, you know, good. On that front, we don't paskin like Rebbe, we paskin that Tisha B'Av has a makeup. But the point is, Rebbe is essentially viewing Tisha B'Av the same way Rav Chaim is describing Asara B'Teves. It is a fast day that has no makeup. Now, Rav Chaim Tainas in the Avudran, if a fast day has no makeup, you fast on Shabbos. But that's not what the Gemara says. According to Rebbe, we don't paskin like Rebbe in that. But Rebbe is saying, Tisha B'Av has no makeup, and therefore you still don't fast on Shabbos, and therefore Rebbe didn't want to have Tisha B'Av at all that year. So L'chaira, you see Fakert from Rav Chaim. Right? You see Fakert. You see, in other words, that the Yisr Tainus on Shabbos is a Dover Muchlat. It's Muchlat that even when there is no Tashlumin, you don't fast on Shabbos. So, let me see what time it is. Time to get in. Okay, yeah, I have time to get in. So the Emes is, I think you could be miyash of this with the Chiddush of the Or Sameach. Rav Chaim doesn't bring the Or Sameach, but I'm just connecting two separate things. The Or Sameach says the following. The Or Sameach says, there's a machlokes rishayim, if the Yisr Tainus on Shabbos is an Yisr D'Oraisa, or the Yisr Tainus on Shabbos is an Yisr D'Rabbanan. What's the basis? What would make it D'Oraisa? Some say the Yisr Tainus is D'Oraisa because the Torah says by the man, Ichluhu Hayom, you must eat the man on Shabbos. So we darshan, it's a lafa ba mechlal aseh. You must eat, you're not allowed to fast. That would make it a doraisa. It's a lav haba mechlal aseh. Others say it is only from the words of the Nevi'im, since the Nevi'im say, v'karaso l'shabbos oneg, you should proclaim Shabbos an oneg, so fasting is a shtira to oneg, and therefore it's a violation of divrei Kabbalah. Machlekes v'shainim. The Meshechachm, same person, brings, I believe it's the Mabit, but I have to double check, I haven't seen it recently, that wants to be Mechalot, he has a compromised position. He says, a fast meyes lies, a 24-hour fast, is an Isser D'Oraisa, because you haven't been Mekayim Achila. Ichlu Hayan, there has to be Achila on Shabbos. But a fast that is only from morning to night, or until Chatzais, or past Chatzais, that's only a Chisaron in Oneg Shabbos, but that's not a violation of Ichlu Hayan. So it turns out, a meyes lies fast is an Isser D'Oraisa. But if it's not a Mi'es Li'es fast, it's only Midivrei Kabbalah. Oh. So now, what I want to suggest is the following Ha'ara. That the chiluk between Asara B'Teves and Tisha B'Av is the fast of Asara B'Teves, fasting on Shabbos of Asara B'Teves would only be a Nisra D'Rabbanan to begin with, as opposed to fasting on Tisha B'Av, which is Mi'es Li'es, that would be a Nisra D'Oraisa. So, when it comes to an Isser D'Oraisa, Rav Chaim's Svar doesn't apply. When it comes to an Isser D'Oraisa, there's an absolute Isser of fasting on Shabbos, and it makes no difference if the fast has Tashlumin or the fast doesn't have Tashlumin. And that's why Rebbe says, if Rebbe held, and we don't pass him like Rebbe in this crowd, but if Rebbe held that Tisha B'Av cannot be made up, he would still say you're not allowed to fast on Tisha B'Av, because the fast of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos would be an Isser D'Oraisa. And the Takanas HaNevi'im cannot override an Isser D'Oraisa. But Rav Chaim is talking about the fast of Asara B'Teves. Now the fast of Asara B'Teves, at worst, I would be over an Isser D'Rabbanan. So the question then becomes, if Asara B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, which D'Rabbanan should have priority? The din of Tainus? Or the din, or the Isser of, in other words, the Chi of Tainus, or the Isser of Tainus. So on that, Rav Chaim says a Svara, that if the Tainus has a makeup, the Isser of fasting should have priority. If the Tainus doesn't have a makeup, then the Tainus would have priority. But that's a prioritization only within the framework of an Isser Tainus that is Midrabanan. But when the Yisr Tainus is Min HaTorah, such a Shikul is not going to be legitimate, and that's the nafkamina between Tisha B'Av and not. And the Emes says, you have a Gavaldi Garaya here, because like this, Shiva Sarpatamas always comes out the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. It's 3 weeks early. So if Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos, Shiva Sarpatamas fell out on Shabbos. So why does the Gemara say Rebbe wanted to be Iker Tisha B'Av? He should have wanted to be Iker Shiva Sarpatamas too. Answer, since Shivas Rebbe Tamas was not in the SLES, even if Rebbe held that you're not Doche, he would have fasted on Shabbos based on Rav Chaim. Which is interesting. He would have fasted on Shabbos, everybody else fasted on Sunday. There is a difference. He fasted on Shabbos, they fasted on Sunday. But Tisha B'Av, which is Meyes L'Yes, he would have been Mevatel L'gamri. Right? So that's kind of a chilek. Okay, so Rav Chaim Swara only applies if it's not a Tainus, that's Meyes L'Yes. Okay, we'll stop here, Shtalba.
You see, the reason Rebbe didn't want to be Doche Shavuos of Tammuz is because saying the Berachah Chedesh, you want to say and Kavah Chomer.
It could be. I'm not saying it's an ironclad raya. It could also be maybe the swara came to him only after Shivas Rebbe Tamas. Hayel v'Nitzchan Yitzchak was a new swara that he had that he didn't think that being Deicha Tainus was sensible. Maybe Shivas Rebbe Tamas, he didn't have that idea yet. Okay. Anyway, but Ezra Shem Shem should hear our tefillas and. Once again, we should be zeicher that the gezar din of the korban should be annulled, and we should be zeicher to binyan beis hamikdash.
So, Ivanovitz giving a sitzma. It says on the board that Ivanovitz is giving a sitzma after mincha.
Oh, what time did they say?
After mincha.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's nothing.
Okay. I don't like it. Okay. This is a make it for Mishle.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't like it. Sheba to come in. People who come to the Mishle Shem. It's for the people who come. It's not. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't want one-time comers. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Fire one. GLE has their vision stuff.
Yeah.
And you still have the sign. Don't touch.
If there's no sign, it's okay. Don't worry. I'll give you permission.
Oh yeah. When the rope broke the answer of the cup so far.
Yes.
On for all times.
So that's what he answered that question.